U.S. officials say the kingdom recruited employees of Twitter to spy on Saudi critics. The World's Lydia Amanalidou reports on these allegations. They come from a criminal complaint from the Justice Department and were unsealed yesterday.
This complaint tells a story that begins in 2013. That's when two of the people named in the document began working for Twitter. One is a U.S. citizen, the second a Saudi national. Both are accused of using their positions at Twitter to gather information on Saudi critics and dissidents. They allegedly did that digging on behalf of the Saudi government, working through an intermediary, a Saudi national, also named in the complaint. And together,
they had the ability to access the personal data of Twitter users that they wanted to go after. And I find that quite concerning.
That's Adam Kugel. He's a Middle East researcher at Human Rights Watch. He says the people working for Twitter had access to information you and I don't. Emails, phone numbers, IP addresses. It's information that the Saudi government could use to find out the identity of people running anonymous Twitter accounts critical of the government, or the location of dissidents. Information they could use to even hack into critics' devices.
There's technology that has been created that, in some cases, simply by knowing someone's phone number may allow a government to use this advanced software to hack into somebody's phone or email account and use it to spy on them.
Experts say the Saudi government is already using this type of sophisticated software to target dissidents. They're accused of using it on Jamal Khashoggi, the Washington Post columnist who was killed in the Saudi embassy in Istanbul last year. Google says spyware is just one of the many ways the Saudi government goes after its critics.
Some of their tactics that are more well known are, you know, just simply arresting people who express a view that the government doesn't like. And we have dozens and dozens of activists who have been arrested based solely on their tweets that were just, you know, mildly critical of government policies. We've also seen the Saudis use sort of a cadre of trolls and bots that they've cultivated and organized to go after and harass and intimidate some Saudi critical voices off the platform entirely.
We don't know exactly what Saudi officials did with the information they gathered from Twitter, but according to the complaint, these two former Twitter employees accessed the information of thousands of accounts without any authorization. Twitter did not respond to our interview request, but it says it has tools in place to protect users' privacy. Now, the complaint doesn't name the Saudi official who was supposedly requesting a lot of this information, but the Washington Post has identified him as Bedr al-Askar, a person with very close ties to the Saudi royal court. And that's significant, says Besma Moneni. She's a professor at the University of Waterloo in Ontario, Canada.
I think that is really a very damning indication that indeed at the highest levels of the political echelons in Saudi Arabia, there is complicity in this, you know, operation. This is not rogue elements that is often being said about them from inside the kingdom.
And she says that the timing of this operation, which happened around 2015, is also significant. It came just as Mohammed bin Salman, who's now the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, was rising to power.
Certainly, Saudi Arabia has changed fundamentally under MBS, as he's well known as. On the political free-thinking front, it has really been a far more repressive environment than ever before.
Momani says that as far as she knows, this is the first time U.S. federal officials have accused the Saudi government of spying in the U.S. And she says it's just another red line the crown prince seems willing to cross. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.